This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
And here's another of the best. Tanya Andrix, I know firsthand how good she is because I've used her services twice now. She's probably tired of me calling out to the crossing and ask, what do I do? Because you've changed locations on the COVID testing, Tanya. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. It's such a pleasure to get to talk to you today. How are you?
Oh, listen to that. Thank you very much. I'm doing great, by the way. All right, so I'm out there doing my job. I'm traveling around Central Illinois, wearing my mask, social distancing. I'm an essential worker. A lot of my customers are essential. Everybody's working, and everybody's trying to do the right thing. But now and then, you get that dreaded phone call from someone that says, yeah, hey, I was around someone that has tested positive, so I need to tell you that you might have it. So I go to the crossing. That the first time was at your location. It was wonderful. Could not have been more efficient. Could not have been more professional. And in 2 days, I got an answer. And boy, that's a great phone call when it's negative.
Sure is. Yes, you're right.
The second time
was a month later.
Yes,
you went again, didn't you?
Yeah, a month later. And I got that dreaded phone call again. And immediately go to the Civic Center parking lot. Seems like it's even more efficient because there's more space. And, you know, you work out all the bugs. And again, 2 days later, I get that phone call. Thank God it's negative. But the service that you're providing at the crossing here at the Civic Center, and I know DMH is helping you out a lot too, is just a wonderful service for everyone who needs you.
Well, you know, I think that right now testing is so key, and we just can't seem to test enough. You know, we need to test people so that we can figure out, you know, who's sick and get those folks isolated and then get everybody else, to your point, back to work. And so I was really grateful to collaborate with the city of Decatur and with the health department and the great folks at Decatur Memorial Hospital to bring this mobile testing site to the Civic Center. And we're really getting it done. We are upwards of almost 300 tests per day now are being performed there. I just got a call. There's 60 cars in line, and it's wrapped around the block this morning. You know, it's just the demand is there. And to your point, people get that dreaded phone call, and they have to go get that done. But we're hopeful that we can be efficient and get those tests completed so people can get back to work and get back to their lives.
And your test, compared to that rapid test,
yes,
I think it might be a little bit more reliable, because I've heard the rapid test, you get one answer, and then you find out later when they take the other test that it's the other answer. And
yeah, so we're assigned a lab through the Illinois Department of Public Health. The Crossing Healthcare is a state contracted testing site through Illinois Department of Public Health. We are assigned the state lab in Springfield, so it's literally just right across the street from the emergency room entrance at Memorial Medical Center over in Springfield is where that lab is located. So the specimens that get taken in Decatur get driven directly over to that lab, and then that lab puts them through their queue and they get them resulted. It is called a PCR test, which is the most specific or most accurate test that we have for COVID right now. There are other tests that test for antigens, and you know, I'm not a scientist, so I don't like to get too involved in the details, but I do know that the testing that we're doing is a PCR test, and it is highly accurate. And so we're grateful for that, and we're grateful that we got assigned a very close lab. And we've been really fortunate that our lab has stayed on top of getting the turnaround time and stayed committed to a two-day turnaround. We talked to the folks at that lab multiple times a day. I know Tina, who you've gotten to talk to quite a few times, spends a lot of time on the phone with that lab to make sure that we get questions answered and get that information back to the people of Macon County as fast as we can.
Yes, I have talked to Tina, and she is wonderful, and so have my friends and family members.
And I just want to publicly thank you. Not only are you a huge supporter of small business, but you're also one to brighten the days of others. And I have to tell you, last week when we got some wonderful treats from Del's Popcorn Shop for all of my clinical staff from you. It brightened up. Really tough day. So I just want to tell you thank you for that. You really knocked it out of the park, Kevin. It made everybody so happy that day.
Well, you're welcome. That was a small gesture of appreciation. These ladies working in the parking lot doing professional services, that's not what they signed up for. They signed up for probably a little bit nicer facility to work in, but no one knew we were going to have a pandemic. And the way that they go about doing their job is just impressive. And so that was a thank you. And by the way, I'm a big supporter of Dell's in Mount Zion, and we'll give some of their things away before the end of the show. They are a sponsor of Soy City Buzz First Mid-Monday, and we'll give some things away before the show's over. But it was a nice way to help out two people I'm very grateful for, all your people at the Crossing in Dell's in Mount Zion.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, can I put a little plug in for something that we're going to do this Friday, Kevin?
Sure.
So we are worried, just like everyone else is, about flu season and want to make sure that we can get as many people vaccinated for the flu as we can this season, all seasons. And so the staff at Crossing have written a grant to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and obtained dollars to purchase flu vaccinations. And so we are teaming up with the Macon County Health Department this Friday, and it's going to be at the Civic Center, just like the drive-in COVID testing that happens from 8 to noon. Well, this Friday from 1 to 4, for the first 200 adults age 18 and up, we're going to give free flu vaccinations. And so we're doing this for a couple reasons. We're doing this, obviously, to get more people vaccinated for the flu. But this is also a little bit of a practice run that we're doing with the health department in collaboration to see what drive-in immunizations can look like at different sites throughout the community. Because as you know, hopefully, as soon as possible, we'll be doing some more mass vaccinations. So it's a little bit of a trial run for the team to do some vaccinations on more of a drive-through basis in a mass way. But it's also a way to get some flu vaccinations out to the community. So just want to make sure that I put the plug in for that.
That's hugely important. Tonight on Soy City Buzz First Mid-Monday, I have an interview with Dr. David Fletcher, and he spent a lot of time talking about how important it is to get your flu shot this year because of the pandemic, to do everything you can to keep these vaccines in your system. And I even asked him about the COVID-19 vaccine when it does come out. How is he going to wait, or is he going? Is he be the first one to roll up his sleeve and take that vaccine when it's available? So, and talk to me, Tanya, about how impressive is our Macon County Health Department? I mean, I look at the information that they provide on a daily basis, and I'm impressed.
You know, they are working incredibly hard. You know, I was on a call both Saturday and Sunday with Brandy Binkley, and she and her team are working 7 days a week. They are working tirelessly because as these numbers climb in our community, their workload increases. And, you know, they're held to a lot of standards that they don't write. You know, they don't write the rules for the state of Illinois, and they've got to follow these guidelines, interpret them, figure them out, and then really just deal with the mass volumes of phone calls that they're trying to make and getting information disseminated. And I believe that they are transparent and they are working as hard as they can. And I'm with you, Kevin. I'm incredibly impressed with their professionalism and their work. I worry about them. You know, you can only work at that pace for so long till you get tired. And so I think that there's a lot of us in the community that are trying our very best to offer that team some support as much as we can. And I know they're hiring. So, you know, if you know people who might be semi-retired or want to come out of retirement to do some contact tracing, I know that they're hiring for those kinds of positions at the health department. And so, you know, rather than maybe complain about them, if there's somebody out there who thinks that they could help, I would encourage you to go to their website because I know that they're trying to hire more folks to keep up with the demand of this pandemic. But I'm with you. They're doing a remarkable job.
Well, along with them, I think it's safe to say that many of us in the community worry about you and your staff and how hard you're working and how overloaded you are. We're worried about the mayor. and what she's doing over and above the call of duty. And you're all doing God's work. And on behalf of a lot of people, I just want to say thank you to you, Tanya.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you so much. We live in a community that is so supportive and so appreciative, from things like the food drive to, I believe, the community's response to this pandemic. It's really impressive, and it makes me glad to live and reside and to work in this great community. And I'm happy to help any way I can. And I know that the same goes for my entire team.
Well, someday it'll all be over and we'll be back to normal. But until then, keep up the great work. Tanya Andricks, Chief Executive Director of the Crossing Healthcare. She's a star in this community.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.